WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The 1985 movie Kiss of the Spider-Woman has been re-released and is returning to theaters. My guest is one of the film's stars, Sonia Braga. She's from Brazil, where she first became famous for her roles in popular TV soap operas. In the U.S., she first became known for her role in the 1978 Brazilian film Donna Flor and Her Two Husbands. She's currently playing Jennifer Lopez's mother in the film Angel Eyes, and this week she concluded her 3-episode guest shot on the HBO series Sex and the City, playing a lesbian who briefly becomes Samantha's lover. Let's start with Kiss of the Spider-Woman. It was the first independent film to receive Academy Award nominations for Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Director, and Best Screenplay. It's set in an unnamed Latin American country. William Hurt won an Oscar for his portrayal of an apolitical gay man imprisoned on morals charges, sharing a cell with a macho political prisoner played by Raul Julia. To keep them entertained, Hurt narrates the plots of old movies he's seen. In this scene, he's telling a love story from a movie that Raul Julia realizes is an old Nazi propaganda film. As Hurt describes the movie, we see it enacted, with Sonia Braga playing a glamorous singer, Lenny, in Nazi-occupied France, who is about to find out that her friend has fallen in love with a Nazi.
You mind if I tell my picture? After the show, Lenny changes into a satin evening gown that makes her look heavenly. Firm breasts, thin waist, smooth hips.
Is this propaganda or porno?
Just listen, you'll see.
Excuse me. Lenny.
What is it, Michelle?
Lenny. I'm a traitor. A traitor to France.
What do you mean?
I'm going to have a baby. But the father is a young lieutenant of the occupation army.
Is that so? My poor Michel.
But he loves me and wants to get married as soon as he can get permission.
I really can't understand. How could you fall in love with an enemy of our France?
Sonia Braga, welcome to Fresh Air. How did you get the role in Kiss of the Spider-Woman?
Well, that's a very interesting. When I was finishing a movie with Marcello Mastroianni in Brazil called Gabriela, directed by Bruno Barreto, same as Donna Flor. And by the time I was 38 years old already. And since 17, all the characters that I played in my life, I was the lead. And, you know, I was thinking that time, I love to do a movie where I am only an extra. So I can hang with the crew, I can help them out, and I can learn more about the movies. When Hector Babenco invite me to play the character. It was very funny because when the actor come to me, he says, Sonia, I'm sorry to invite you. It's a little part, you know, I don't know even how to tell you. And I say, Hector, that's all that I want to do right now. And turn out to be what it is that we're talking about, you know.
One of the questions the movie asks is, do our movies, do our novels, do the stories that we tell each other have to reflect our political consciousness? Or is there value in just unabashed love stories, even if the love story comes from an old Nazi propaganda film? I'm wondering if that's a question you had to resolve for yourself, particularly earlier in your career when you were about 14. There was a right-wing military coup in Brazil, and that was followed by 20 years of military rule. So I'm wondering if that was a big issue in your life, whether the movies that you were in had to reflect your political consciousness or not.
That's what the way I think about arts and life, they are mixed together in politics. There is no one thing without another, and one doesn't survive another without another. When I was 14, I started a career in television, and when I was 17, the first role that I was given was by a woman called Eleni Guariba. And she just arrived in Brazil from Paris. She was Brazilian. And this is one of the people that disappeared, one of the people that was killed by the dictatorship, and we never even found her body anymore. And these are the people that inspired me in my life, in my career.
Were you in any movies or other productions when you were young that were considered subversive by the military dictatorship?
I am subversive. I still am. That, you know, I'm not subversive because I want to be polemic. I'm not, because I am. When I go to Brazil today, the next day, I'm in the front page of the newspapers because I get a broom and I'm going to sweep the streets because they're dirty, because people threw things in the streets, because that's the place, you know, the community should be. So it's always seems that I'm saying something that the majority, or especially the right wing, doesn't like too much, or conservative people.
Sonia Braga is my guest. In Sex and the City this season, you've played an artist who is a lesbian and has an affair with Samantha, the Kim Cattrall character. How did you get the part on Sex and the City?
Well, I'm a very good friend of Chris North, who took me for a premiere.
And he's one of the regulars on the show.
Exactly. He plays Mr. Big. And so we went to the premiere. There was a gay man in the show. And I came to the producers. And the truth, Terry, everything happens. Somebody's thinking, somebody's saying, I know when that happens. So I was saying something to the producer who was thinking about something. When I said that, I say, where is the gay woman here? You know, there's no, and then that was the first step for that to happen. And they wrote, and they offered to me, and of course, I'm in already.
Right.
So it was almost like the idea of this gap came from us, from observation.
You've played a lot of very sensual women in the movies. As you get a little older.
And some parties.
As you get a little older.
You know nothing. Yes.
As you get a little older, I'm wondering if you have any thoughts about how older women are treated sexually and sensually in scripts, you know, in movies and TV.
Oh, forget about it. We want to say, oh, of course. So, you know, I'm so happy that I did Sex in the City, you know, when I played this gay woman. Because I was watching the show the other day and I say, wow, this is so sexy. This is so great. And my Brazilian friends, directors, they were here. All the directors were here and they saw the Sex in the City. And they go, Sonia, it's so great to see you, you know. Like the Sonia, right? That Bruno Barret, the one that directed me, you know, being a sensual woman, everything. And I say, I know what you're saying because I'll play anything. You know, I'll play. When I say anything, it's like I love to play the mother, or, you know, there's so many women to play. I want to play all of them. But it is true, when you get older, you know, the tendency of sexuality not to be there. I'm going to tell you these two names just because they represent so much, okay? But I can see a movie like Sonia Braga and Benicio del Toro and being a good, sensual, beautiful love story or adventure or something movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I see also a movie where I play Benicio del Toro's mother. You know, I'm not excluding reality from my talking here. You know, I can play both, but it's just a one side it's happening. And I believe that when I talk about the women, that they are getting older and that we're seeing movies about love, sexuality, we're almost going to see Disney movies, you know, and we're grown up. We could talk about ourselves and being a fantastic thing. you know, a woman in bed with a man and having fun. Because, do we have to say the old thing here? That when they do a movie and the man is 50s, 60s, you know, they are dealing with the girls like 20s. Why cannot it be the other way around?
My guest is Sonia Braga. Here she is in a scene from this week's episode of Sex and the City, playing Maria, an artist who's a lesbian. She's spending the night at the condo of her new lover, Samantha, played by Kim Cattrall. One of Samantha's male lovers just invited himself over. In fact, several of the men in Samantha's life have turned up recently.
You let men come to your door like this in the middle of the night?
Let it go. It's all in the past.
No! It's not in the past. It's serving his drinks. It's on the answer machine. It's at your door in the middle of the night.
All right, this might come as a shock to you, but I used to have sex with men.
This man was here for nothing but sex.
Yes, which I used to enjoy and haven't had much of since I got into this relationship.
You call this a relationship?
Well, it's tedious and the sex is dwindling, so from what I've heard, yes.
If you have something to say to me.
I have nothing to say to you. I am fresh out of things to say to you. All we ever do is talk, talk, talk. The talking in our relationship has replaced the f***ing in our relationship. I don't want talk. I want passion. I want fireworks.
Oh, do you want fireworks? I'll show you fireworks. That's fireworks.
What are you doing?
We'll talk more with Sonia Braga after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Brazilian actress Sonia Braga. You grew up in Brazil, and your father
yes.
died when you were eight. What happened to him?
Oh, my father, he had business with land. He would buy and sell land. And he went to, this is the 50s in Brazil, right? And he was supposed to have a trip in center Brazil, a place called Mato Grosso. And he didn't go. And a friend of his took his place. And the airplane crashed. And one person survived from the crash. So he felt terribly guilt, and he wants to go and try to find the bodies of his friend, including and everything. And in that trip, he got very sick. He got malaria, and he came back home at 1 o'clock, and then he died at 8 p.m. And he was very young. He was 39, I think. And so he left like 7 children and my mom. And no 1 cent.
So what did your mother do to provide for you and your brothers and sisters?
My mom, then we could start talking about this great person. She started making dresses as a seamstress for the neighborhood girls, you know, for proms and things like that. And that's the way she provided. But right before that, she got a gig like telephone operator in a gas station in front of my house. So that's very little money. So everyone in my family had to work. Everyone. So even I, if I come back from school, I was 10, I had to come back and clean the whole house, wash the whole thing by hand, and press and do cook and, you know. Here is not so much to say that, but for a kid in Brazil, it's a lot because, you know, all the middle class, that we have maids and things, you know. So it's a very important life that I had. That was the gift that life gave to me, you know. When life took away my father, gave me this very important gift.
You started acting professionally when you were 14, which is very young. How did you get into it that young?
Then comes another very important person in my life. That's my brother, who is gay. And he, from young age, he was away from the house. We didn't see him too much. He was watching movies. He was all over. So he met some people in theater. And he started being an actor. And from that, he started taking me. So I was 14 and I was, that's my school. I never been to an acting school or anything, but I was in the best because I was watching Bergman's movies, Godard's movies, Bertolucci's, whatever was there, Fellini. I was there to watch. And we have a group of people that would discuss these movies. So at the age 14, I have to analyze what was that Bergman wants. So at young age. So the directors that worked with him invite me to play little parts, and I start playing little parts, and then other friends. By the time in Brazil, in São Paulo, I grew up in São Paulo, not in Rio, the theater and movies community, imagine, was like about probably 100 people together. So everybody knew everybody and, you know, in each other. So I had the privilege to know everything through friends in Brazil.
Does your brother still act?
No, he became a painter. He's an artist.
You got your start acting in soap operas in Brazil. What were some of the storylines or some of the characters that you played? I'm hoping this will help give us a sense of what the soap operas were like.
Well, soap operas in Brazil, for you to have an idea, there was a Brazilian actress that she got Best Actress in television in China. So they
right.
showed the soap operas. Yes, that's far away. And so the soap operas, usually they're very good ones. The writers are incredible. We have these two phenomena in Brazil, I believe to be phenomena. It's a soap opera. The best Brazilian writers, they write for soap operas. And the best poets, they are musicians. So we have the two forms of popular art to the reach of everybody, which is very good. And usually the theme can be anything, can be start with a love story, as the structure of soap opera is. But usually you can see a social background. Usually you have that, the differences in society, you know, and a very good point of view of that. Very, very good people write soap operas in Brazil. To give an example, Jorge Amado, probably the Hispanics would call him Jorge Amado, and he's the best, one of the best writers in Brazil. And so his book, Gabriela, was adapted for a Brazilian soap opera, and with very important political and social themes happening in northeastern Brazil in the 30s. Always you're going to see something good on TV.
Some of the soap operas you were in Brazil played around the world. Have you gone to other countries where people recognize you from the soap operas?
Oh, yeah. I went after they showed Gabriela in Portugal. In Portugal, they have to put like televisions all over, in theater, restaurants, and everywhere, because people would stop, the country would stop to see the soap opera. And I went to visit, and they put him in the top of the car. You don't expect that to happen to you, an actor. You expect to happen with some singer, rock singer, that a woman fainted when she saw me. The other one gave me her son or baby to be blessed because I was in the top of the car like I was a president or a pope or something. It was amazing. I had a bodyguard. So what they did was very incredible to me. They would tell the next town that we were going to be arriving, right? So they closed the stores and everything. They closed the town and everybody would come out like a parade to see Gabriela. I wouldn't say myself. I would say this character. And, you know, to see this character loved, it was really important to me.
Well, Sonia Braga, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
So, I thank you so much.
Sonia Braga, her 1985 film Kiss of the Spider-Woman has been re-released. It opens in New York tomorrow and will open in more cities over the next few weeks. This is Fresh Air.